So, devotees, we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, titled Understanding Material Nature. And today we are reading verse 14. Bhuta Sukshmendriya Mano Buddhi Adish Iha Nidraya Linesho Asati Yas Tatra Vinidro Nirahankriya Bhuta Sukshmendriya Mano Budyadish Viha Nidraya Lineshvasati Yastatra Vinidro Nirahankriya Bhuta Sukshmendriya Mano Budyadish Viha Nidraya Lineshvasati Yastatra Vinidro Nirahankriya Bhuta Sukshmendriya Mano Budyadish Viha Nidraya Lineshvasati Yastatra Vinidro Nirahankriya Vishwamendriyamano Buddhadishvihanitra Vinesvasatiyastatra Bhuta. The material elements. Sukshma. The objects of enjoyment. Indriya. The material senses. Mana. Mind. Buddhi. Intelligence. Adisho. And so on. Iha. Here. Nidraya. By sleep. Nineshu. Merged. Asati. In the unmanifest. Ya. Who. Tatra, there, Vinidra, awake, Nirahankriya, freed from false ego. Translation, although a devotee appears to be merged in the five material elements, the objects of material enjoyment, the material senses and material mind and intelligence, he is understood to be awake and to be freed from the false ego. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The explanation by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of how a person can be liberated even in this body is more elaborately explained in this verse. the living entity who has become Satyadrik, who realizes his position in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may remain apparently merged in the five elements of matter, the five material sense objects, the ten senses, and the mind and intelligence. But still he is considered to be awake and to be freed from the reaction of false ego. Here, the word Lina is very significant. The Mayavadi philosophers recommend merging in the impersonal effulgence of Brahman. That is their ultimate goal or destination. That merging is also mentioned here. But in spite of merging, one can keep his individuality. The example given by Jiva Goswami is that a green bird that enters a green tree appears to merge in the color of greenness, but actually the bird does not lose its individuality. Similarly, a living entity merged either in the material nature or in the spiritual nature does not give up his individuality. Real individuality is to be understood. Real individuality is to understand oneself to be the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. This information is received from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. He said clearly upon the inquiry of Sanatana Goswami that, and this is now in italics for emphasis. So Lord Chaitanya said that a living entity is the servitor of Krishna eternally. Krishna also confirms in Bhagavad Gita that the living entity is eternally his part and parcel. The part and parcel is meant to serve the whole. This is individuality. It is so even in this material existence, when the living entity apparently merges in matter. His gross body is made up of five elements. His subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, false ego, and contaminated consciousness. And he has five active senses and five knowledge-acquiring senses. In this way, he merges in matter. But even while merged in the 24 elements of matter, he can keep his individuality as the eternal servitor of the Lord. Either in the spiritual nature or in the material nature, such a servitor is to be considered a liberated soul. That is the explanation of the authorities, and it is confirmed in this verse. Very nice. Can you check the Russian Zoom? See if it's working okay. Bhuta sukshmendriya mano budyadish viha nidraya linesh vasati yas tatra vinidro nirahankriya. Although a devotee appears to be merged in the five material elements, the objects of material enjoyment, the material senses and material mind and intelligence, he is understood to be awake and to be freed from the false ego. So we are assuming that all the different Zooms are working okay. No one has said they're not. So the Russian one is in a sort of strange condition, but if it's working, then that's sufficient. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Presta Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pasjatyadeshatarane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikapatarubhyas jagripas sindhu vyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, yes, the subtle, some of the subtleties of the understanding and the nature of the... I see. Yeah, it's... Okay, 1 minute. Yeah, that's... You know, for me to be there and to be checking everything. So let's hope that it's only this one and not all of them. If it's all of them, then I don't really know what to say. Excuse me. I will read the verse again. I'll read the Sanskrit too. Bhuta sukshmendriya mano bhujyadish viha indriya nidraya lineshva satiyas tatra vinidro nirahankriya. Although a devotee appears to be merged in the five material elements, the objects of material enjoyment, the material senses, and material mind and intelligence, he is understood to be awake and to be freed from the false ego. So Srila Prabhupada mentions at the beginning of the purport how Srila Rupa Goswami explains the liberated position of the devotee. And we mentioned this at the end of the class yesterday. Actually, it was also referred to in the purport yesterday. The explanation, how a person can be liberated. A person means the devotee. Devotees can be liberated even if their body, even though they're in their bodies and surrounded by the five material elements, objects of material enjoyment, material senses, material mind, and intelligence, all these things are there. How a devotee who is in such a situation, which basically is the situation that devotees in this material world are in, but also be considered to be awake. Awake means in spiritually awake, in a liberated position, and of course liberated position naturally includes being freed from false ego. So, well, this is a very interesting question. The situation appears contradictory. To be liberated, free from all material considerations of gross body, subtle body, and just, well, in a broad sense, that's what it is, gross body and subtle body. Here the gross body and subtle body are kind of broken down further. Five material elements, objects of material enjoyment, the senses, there are different types of senses, the sense objects, and then of course material mind and intelligence, but still be genuinely liberated. Not just like an honorary liberated position that we say you're liberated, but actually you're still caught up in all these things. And not just, yeah, not just a liberated position on paper. I guess that's the same as honorary liberated position. But a position in which they're genuinely liberated, awake spiritually, and free from false ego, and from the influence of the body, the gross and subtle bodies, as we've heard described here, in terms of the different things that make them up. It seems like a contradiction. But that verse says, we actually mentioned it yesterday, Iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasa gira Nikilas Vapyavastasu Jivan Mukta Sauchite. That Iha Yasya Hariya Dasye. That one who is Hariya Dasye, engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, Lord Hari, Karmana in his or her activities, Karmana Manasa in the mind, and gira in the words. So engaged in all the different aspects of one's existence in the material world. Nikilas vapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. So despite the situation avastasu, yeah, being in that position, jivanmukta. Jivanmukta sa uchyate. That person is uchyate, said to be, not just said to be, but is stated to be jivanmukta, a liberated soul. A genuine liberated soul. The Prabhupada, of course, mentions here the perspective of the impersonalists. The impersonalists, as far as they're concerned, if someone is to be considered liberated, or if someone really is liberated, then there must be nothing to do with the gross and subtle bodies. They must be living with no activity of the gross and subtle body. The material body is inactive, and the subtle body is also inactive, not engaged with any of the different things, activities, entities, whatever, all the different things, in the broad sense of the term, which are present in the material world. A person who's impersonally liberated, actually impersonally awake, must have stopped all material, all activity. Of course, all material activity, but they consider spiritual activity to be material also. So they must have stopped all activity, material, spiritual, physically, and also in terms of the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and any sense of ego. They must have stopped, because the idea of advancement in impersonal terms is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, that Brahman is truth, and this world is false or untruth or just false. And of course, this idea of false means that not only is it misleading for the Vaishnavas, our idea of false, of this world being false, is that it's misleading. That we're all sitting here, I am a white man, we have an Indian man, an African young man, we have some Indian ladies of different ages, older, younger. This is all the material perspective. And the Vaishnava point of view is that this is all misleading, because I'm an eternal person. And who knows if in my eternal position, I don't know, am I male? Am I female? Am I human? Am I old? Am I young? What am I? Am I a cowherd person? Am I a business person? Am I a pujari? Am I a kshatriya in Vaikuntha, or what? We are whatever in those terms, and we are not. I am not an elderly white man. I am not, and that's. I'm really happy I'm not, because I tell you, it's not nice. It's really not. I could be anyway. I mentioned, and you all know, there are many things that I am something, but probably completely quite likely completely different to what I appear to be now. So the appearance of things here is just misleading. But I do have a material body of this sort. It's actually a fact. I do have this type of material body and subtle body. But for the impersonalist, jagan mitya, the falseness means that this whole situation does not exist. It's not just misleading, giving a false idea of who we are, what we are, and like that, where we are. To them, to the impersonalists, it actually doesn't exist. I don't exist. None of you exist. Everything is one. Brahma Satyam. Everything is one. That's their concept of, as Lord Kapila says, of being awake spiritually, being freed from false ego, being in the liberated position. So Srila Prabhupada then goes into it here on the basis of course, what Lord Kapila says, but also on the basis of this verse we just mentioned some minutes ago, the verse of Rupa Goswami, Iha Yasya Hariya Dasye, Karamana Manasa Gira Nikalas Vapyavastasu Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate. That a person is actually liberated. In fact, they are liberated from these things we appear to be merged in, the gross and subtle bodies. We are in fact liberated and can be rightly said to be liberated. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate. We can be rightly said to be liberated if we're fully engaged in devotional service. All these devotional activities, as you're all doing here, very nicely and quietly, thank you very much, but at least you're here, and you're hearing. So, all these activities of a completely transcendental nature. And as long as we are fully engaged in those activities, fully engaged in hearing and really absorbing the message, or, you know, multitasking, cleaning the Loki or whatever. But at the same time listening, etc., etc., then one is also in a liberated position, actually. And as we said, it's not just an honorary position. You probably understand what we mean by honorary position, is that someone, that a university gives a person who has not studied the course to get a particular degree. So actually, they don't know all the detailed information, so much information in that particular field, in that of that subject. But somehow or other, they have some prominence in that field. And therefore, they're given an honorary degree. But it doesn't indicate that they actually are that. You know, I've mentioned before that about, I don't know, while I was here in South Africa, maybe 20 years ago, Mick Jagger, the singer from the Rolling Stones, was given an honorary degree in economics from the London School of Economics, where he had studied as a youth for maybe 6 months before he dropped out to become one of the Rolling Stones. So actually, he didn't know so many things about what is economics, but they decided to give him an honorary degree, and they did. And one of the lecturers in economics protested that why is he being given a degree? What does he know? He doesn't really know. All he knows about economics is that he has a lot of money. Which, you know, you could say is all you need to know ultimately. But not really. It's a science. It's a science. So, but this is what honorary degree means. It means you don't actually know. But somehow or other, you know, maybe you gave financial support or, I don't know actually how they decide, but definitely people are given honorary degrees sometimes, but it doesn't indicate that they know, that they're qualified. So similarly, Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate, that the last line of that verse of Rupa Goswami's, it could be taken that this person is said to be a liberated person. Just said to be. You know, talk is cheap. So anyone could be said to be practically anything. Some people are said to be God, but it's meaningless. They lack the qualification drastically. But in this case, Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate, that the person who is Hare Dasye Karmana Manasagira, engaged in the Lord's service with body, mind, and words fully, that it is not that it's just an honorary position, just a title of with no real substance. They actually liberated persons. Because that is the liberated position. Of course, some sort of hangovers or, what would you call them, just traces. And, you know, sometimes traces are strong. Some traces may well be there of being somewhat how one used to be when one was in the material, on the material level. Some traces that actually the essence of one's existence is that through being so fully engaged in devotional service, then one is absorbed on the liberated platform. Yes. So, of course, there are subtleties. There are subtleties, as we mentioned, those traces, that the leftover traces and, well, material attachments and sometimes attitudes and things like this. But the essential point, or as they say, the bottom line, is that if the devotees keep fully engaged, as Rupa Goswami said, karmana manasagira, fully engaged, then whatever traces may be there in the earlier stages or at some point, whatever traces may have been there, in due course they will go. And one will be, and there will just be no traces. One's devotional service, one's devotional activities, one's hearing and chanting, all these things will be going on. They'll be going on just as they were going on, but now they'll be free of traces. So this is very nice. This is very nice. And Prabhupada, of course, in the purport, gives the example from Srila Jiva Goswami, and we came across it. Prabhupada mentioned it also in Bhagavad Gita we were studying a few weeks ago, and this point also arose there. Of a green bird entering a green tree and appearing to merge because of the sort of mutual greenness between the bird and the tree. But the bird within the tree is no less itself, you know, as a very specific individual, even though within the tree, than the bird was when the bird was flying around outside the tree. So the individuality is not lost, and the bird's activities in the tree are also in terms of the real nature of the bird. So similarly, we're eternal spirit souls. Jivera Surupoya Krishnera Nityadas, Lord Chaitanya says, Krishnera Tatasta Shakti Bade Abade Prakash. The living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna, being simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, Bade Abade Prakash. And when the living entity is outside the body, the material body, like living in Goloka Vrindavan, there's no material body, which in the example of the bird and the tree, the material body is the tree. So when the bird is flying around outside of the tree, obviously the bird is free from the tree. In terms of the soul, this means living in the spiritual world. But even when the bird enters the tree, the bird still engages in the bird's natural activities as a bird, and the bird is as much a bird as it was when it was living outside the tree. So similarly, the spirit soul within the tree of the material body, as long as the spirit soul is fully engaged in the natural activities of the soul of devotional service to Krishna, then the spirit soul is as much a spirit soul and is as situated in his position as a spirit soul as he was when living independent of any type of material body, living in a purely Krishna-conscious spiritual condition. So, yes. So, Srila Prabhupada concludes here that in material existence, the living entity apparently merges in matter. His gross body is made of five elements. His subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, false ego, contaminated consciousness. And he has five active senses and five knowledge-acquiring senses. In this way, he merges in matter. But even while merged in the 24 elements of matter, he can keep his individuality as the eternal servitor of the Lord. Either in the spiritual nature in the spiritual world or in the material nature in this material world, such a servitor is to be considered a liberated soul. That is the explanation of the authorities, and it's confirmed in this verse. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.